Corey come in and play as well as he did, and what does that mean to the team?
Yeah, he came right in, right away. He's kind of fast and cool. It's good to see. We have a lot of confidence in him. That was never a doubt. It's good to see, and good for him for being ready. And it's a tough situation to come in. Obviously, El Cid here for when he came in and gave us a chance.
And did you feel like you guys kind of lapsed after you gave up that power play goal? Was that where kind of things started to snowball?
A little bit. Like I said, we gave up two power play goals there. And we on plays that we knew that they were going to try to do, we just got to shoot a little bit better there and take care of them.
Can you forget about these two games not frustrating because you actually played some good hockey? You gave yourself a chance to win and kind of come back. It's just that this time of year.
Yeah, you can't give up.
Mistakes can't come up in the back of the net.
Yeah, you can't be chasing a 2-3-goal lead every night. From our point of view, and we have done a lot of really good things. We really have. It's those little details critical times that we need to make sure we take care of the puck and make sure we make better plays and stronger.
There was a feeling going into this game that you guys were pissed off. You felt that you could have won on Thursday night, and you have to come out of this game feeling kind of the same way, except for 3 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they're a good team. They're going to make you pay for mistakes, and we got to tighten up in front of the net there in our PK. We gave up, obviously two almost the same goals right there in front, and just got to bear down there and stop the momentum, flip the ice, and then stay out of the box. We know their PP gives them life, gives them energy, and they feed off that. So